Good morning. It's the 16th of February. Our New Testament reading today is Mark chapter 12. I'm going to read to you from Brother Melva Purkis. After the attack by the Pharisees and then the Sadducees, we have the widow and her mite. I read. Spent by the intensity of his rebuke of Israel's rulers, Jesus passed from the courts and ascended the steps which led to the temple itself, sinking down on the topmost step with his disciples around him. He was able to look out across the court of the women, its vast colonnades enclosing an area where 15,000 worshippers could assemble. The time of sacrifice was over, but many remained to view with wonder the beautiful buildings or engage in private devotion and offering. Spaced round the columned terraces were the great trumpet-shaped offertory boxes allocated to their several purposes. With that lively interest in men, which is such a clearly delineated characteristic in the Gospels, Jesus watched the people approaching the treasury boxes to cast in their offerings. He saw lordly men make their ostentatious gifts. He watched rich men give of their superfluity. He noticed others who came quietly past and gave cheerfully with an obvious sense of privilege. But one figure held his attention. She was alone and in mourning. It was painfully evident from her appearance that she was among the desperately poor. Almost afraid to mingle with the other worshippers, she paused for a moment and then went purposefully forward and dropped into the treasury the two mites, which represented the smallest offering legally acceptable. Her gift presented to God, she went her way and was lost in the crowd. After the relentless conflict of the last few hours, this was a refreshing sight. Jesus turned to his disciples. Verily I say unto you, this poor widow hath cast more in than all they that have cast into the treasury. For all they did cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all her living. The woman went to her lonely home and her meagre fare, oblivious of the one who had watched her. To have known that her two mites had been singled out would have covered her with confusion. Had she suspected that she had been contrasted favourably with the wealthy and the great, she would never have understood. But her humble gift, like Mary's precious perfume, has shed its fragrance down through the years. It is easy to make offerings to the Lord which cost us little or nothing. The poor woman's meagre gift was the greatest of all, because it was so real a sacrifice. In the light of Christ's judgment, there are probably few of us who have given much. There may be some of us who have never really given anything, but there are those who have. Many mites have since been added to the two that fell into the temple treasury, offerings rich in their meagreness, because they represented all the giver had to give. For the most part, those gifts have remained unnoticed amid the welter of more obvious givings. Where they are discovered, they are sometimes scorned. But there is an unseen watcher who sees and knows. And in the fullness of time, those children of the kingdom whose poverty has excluded them from so many material blessings will be welcomed by the one who became poor, that they might become rich. Thank you for listening.